Hello, and welcome to In the Studio with Ann podcast. I'm Ann, and today I want to talk to you about what sets me up for a good night. And I've recognized recently that we have to really know when the enemy is going to attack. This is so important and something that our pastor recently talked about, and it's been kind of going on over and over in my head. And I realize that it's not just enough to know that when you're striving for more, you're pushing yourself, you're challenging yourself, and you're on the right track. As Christians, we can't fall into the trap of believing that then our life is just going to be happy and roses and daisies and it's just everything's going to be great, because that's not reality. You're going to feel fulfilled. You're going to feel at peace, but it doesn't mean your life's not going to be hard. In fact, the enemy's probably going to attack you even more because the enemy doesn't want you to do those things. So in knowing this, I've really had to wrap my mind around asking myself, how does the enemy attack? And if you find yourself stuck in kind of a loop, especially with your kids, where you're saying, you know, my kids need to be better at this, or this needs to be better, and all this stuff, it could be that that's where the enemy's attacking. And let me give you an example, because I'm actually processing this right now. There's been a really difficult time with me, with the kids, and the lot of guilt that has been coming in, because I'll be honest, I have not been happy about my kids at night, at bedtime. And I tend to have found that I found myself saying, why is it that every single night it gets to be like a certain time in the night or into the evening, and I'm just like fried. And I'm not the version of myself that I want to be. And I caught myself recently blaming my kids, saying, well, it's because, you know, they don't listen. It's because they won't calm down. You know, it's because they have all this energy, and it's because bedtime routine is terrible, you know, because we ask them to brush their teeth and they don't, and they won't get in their beds, and then they don't want to go to bed, and they won't be quiet when I'm singing songs, and they won't sit still when I'm saying prayers, and just all this stuff. And I hear myself telling them, like, well, if you could just sit down. And I found myself not even really engaging with them at bedtime, to be honest. You know, I'm a very fully engaged mom. I homeschool, all of that. But if I'm honest, if for a long time, little while now, my husband has had to like take that on by himself. And I literally will just stay downstairs and not even say goodnight to my kids. And I have felt so bad about that. But I've known that I have to remove myself, because I was saying things to them that it's not their fault for. And I was not being the version of me, being more snappy and just kind of just it not being the environment that I want it to be. And I was blaming my kids for the fact that it wasn't the environment I wanted it to be. And I had to really ask myself, well, whose fault is it that it's not the environment? Well, it's the enemy's, because the enemy doesn't want it to be that environment. He wants the environment that is what was happening. He was winning. And I handed him something that he's not even able to take. I handed it over, you know, and I have control here. And so I really had to dig deep with God to say, okay, God, like, I know this is not what you want bedtime to look like. I know this isn't how you want me to be mothering my children. I know this isn't how you want me to feel about my children, because of what the Bible says and how Jesus felt about children. I know that I don't want my legacy and what my whole point in all of everything I do, my why, isn't happening if I'm not doing this thing. That's the seed, right? That grows. And I know that God doesn't want it to be this way. So I have felt so conflicted. My Holy Spirit has just been so conflicted and going, well, I just don't know what to do. And then I realized I really have to give credit to the enemy for, okay, well, this is the environment that he wants. So he's creating all of his chaos. And maybe it's not really the chaos that's the problem. Maybe it's I'm not setting myself up to be able to handle the chaos properly. And all of a sudden this shift happened and God answered, and it was not even really answered in a way that I understood. It was kind of like in other things that I felt led to do and dig in deeper with. And so those things are now the plan that I have that I just put in. I have a growth app that I use, and you can create plans. And I said, what sets me up for a good night so the devil cannot get me? Because I had to ask myself, I didn't even know that God was setting me up for this. This is where it's so cool. If you let him lead you, then you'll see what he was leading you to. And you see where he's been with you all the time, listening to your prayers, understanding where you're at, and wanting to help you. But he's not going to just magically fix your problem. He didn't just magically poof the next day. Everything was magical. And I kept going, well, I'm praying about this, God. And it's like this every night. And we think God's going to show up with a magic wand. And he's going to ask you to do the work. That's what he's going to ask you to do. And so the work was that I had to set up a plan to not let the devil get me. And like I said, I didn't even know that that's what I was doing. But let me tell you what that looks like. So I started caring for myself better and realizing that I can't feel selfish about that, in that I was extending myself too much. And so now my morning routine is what sets me up for my evening routine. And so, and how I feel in the evening, because I started to realize that sometimes we get caught up in doing a lot of stuff during the day, doing a lot of stuff with our time that isn't actually fulfilling us, that isn't actually setting us up for feeling the way we want to feel. We think it does because the enemy comes in and confuses us. And we're doing all these things and going, but then I don't feel any better and I'm not fulfilled because you're doing the wrong things, or maybe you're doing things for the wrong reasons. You got to dive deep here, right? And so I was doing the things and thinking, I don't understand why I'm not feeling better. And then I feel like God said, you're doing the wrong stuff. And really the stuff isn't that much. It's little things that are going to set you up. So I started self-care a little better, you know, setting boundaries for myself. And so now my morning routine is different. You know, I get up and I start my day differently. I open my Bible app the first thing. That's the first thing I look at. I don't get on Facebook. I don't check my emails, nothing. I wake up, I look at my Bible app. I do that first thing. I check in with that. I can pray. I can listen. That just plants a seed. You know, I get in my growth app. I do a challenge, which I've done this past week. And wow, the way God has spoken to me doing this challenge, the way I have looked at things differently, just what it has done for me is amazing. And I honestly was like, what do I need to do that for? I know all the stuff they're going to say, right? But no, I get in my growth app, I listen to the Daily Fire, and I do, and I'm going to be doing a challenge, which I did last week. And now I know why they're there, and I kind of skipped over them. I'm going to journal. Journaling has this week changed my life. Every day, and this I started a little while ago, I do a skincare routine for myself now. Every single day, whether I have anywhere to go or not, because I'm a homeschool mom and sometimes I don't have anywhere to go, but we still have to like do what makes us feel confident, do what makes us feel good, you know, set ourselves up. So I wash my face or take a shower. No more of this like, well, I don't have anywhere to go, so what does it matter? I wash my face, I do my skincare, and I actually like put on a little bit of makeup, like even if it's just a little mascara. I just know that, especially this time of year, because it's winter where I am, I do organic tanning drops in my moisturizer. Game changer. Like, game changer. I feel so much more confident. I feel so much better. It just brightens my skin. You know, my skin is so much healthier now because I'm actually caring for it the way I should at 44 years of age. Being intentional. I'm fixing my hair. No matter where, if I have anywhere to go, I'm actually doing my hair. And my husband was such a great husband and kind of heard me saying this, I think. And he got me for Christmas this amazing like set where it like does all this stuff with your hair. It's just, it makes it easy for me to curl and fix it. And so using that, I was like, wow, like this is actually kind of relaxing and it doesn't take me much time at all. And so I said to myself, you know what? I don't care. Even if I have nowhere to go, I'm fixing my hair because that makes me feel confident and makes me feel better. And then if I do have somewhere to go, I'm not like stressing going, oh, I should have got myself ready. I'm not just pull my hair back in a ponytail. I mean, to be honest, there were some days where it was like 2 o'clock in the afternoon and I was like, I didn't even brush my teeth today. Like seriously, you know, this cannot be this way. So it doesn't matter for me being home. It's easy to fall into the trap of just pull my hair back, don't even wash my face, don't even care, because there's so many things that are going on that I need to rush to. You know, something needs cleaned, food needs prepped, kids need taught, you know, the dog needs out, like all this stuff. The second I get up, I mean, it's like just coming at me, firing at me, and I have to better be intentional with it. So it's like no matter what, I plan for those things. And doing my hair, getting dressed, making sure that it's probably leggings, guys. Like this isn't fancy. I'm putting leggings on and a tank top and a sweatshirt. But I'm actually getting myself dressed because, you know, no more of the days of like I'm just like walking around in my pajamas all day because I can. You know, I'm not doing that anymore. So it just makes me feel better to actually get dressed and working out. That's something that I have realized, especially with the faith and fitness connection and the whole reason that I've created my group, that is just a way I connect with God. That is a way that I honor my body. And that is just such a big stress relief for me. And it's just, I know that when I don't do it, I just, the way I feel. So I need to be really better disciplined in saying, there's a million other things that could be done right now. This workout's getting done. Sometimes I don't have as much time. So I'm lucky to have tons of tools that, you know, I have workouts at all different timetables. So I can do something for just 5 minutes, stack 2 5-minute ones, do a 10 minute one, whatever it is, I can do something. And so every single day I'm doing my workout no matter what. Because this week I challenged myself along with the challenge in my growth app, I double challenged myself to another week long, challenging workout program that I was like, oh, this might be too much, and it's every single day. And I mean, it was challenging and they were longer. They were 45 minute workouts and wow, like the difference that I feel. So I make sure I get, you know, a good breakfast with high fat and protein, just eating better first thing in the morning, because that's something I've really been bad at. And I know the kids need to be getting, so I'm going to be meal prepping a little more so that the kids can have more independence in getting their own healthy option. Because right now their independent is like cereal and I don't really like that, but it's been what it is. So now I'm striving for healthier options. They're getting older now, so it's a little easier because they'll eat more stuff. So that's the next thing. That's the next link in the chain. And, you know, getting myself a healthier breakfast. I never, ever ate breakfast. And I'm starting to realize how much differently I feel. And then making sure that I'm utilizing my supplements accordingly. That if my body is speaking to me that it needs something, I mean, I don't do my healthy shot of good stuff that's got like all kinds of good stuff in it. I don't do it every morning and I probably should, but I definitely do it on the mornings that I feel my body saying, and you need this. Like if you're, when you do natural options, you're a lot more body aware. And so my body can speak to me and I could sort of know like, okay, I feel like I'm lacking in this, or I'm starting to feel like this. If I'm starting to feel run down, I know where to go. So whether that's my homeopathy, whether that's my healthy shots of stuff, matcha, I've started drinking matcha instead of another cup of coffee because matcha has health benefits to it. And I have felt so much better, especially my stomach since switching to that. Just utilizing the stuff and taking the time to stop. Like I care for my kids like nobody's business. Is that, can they say anything? I'm on it, right? You know, my husband, I'm on it. But myself, I tend to push myself aside and I don't do that anymore. I'm like, no, I'm going to do this for myself. And because oftentimes then I don't, and I look back and go, well, I think my body told me I needed to do something about 4 days ago, and now I'm in bed sick, or, you know, whatever the case may be, you know. So I can always look back and say, this just, if I would have taken the time to just do it. So I do it. I prioritize that. So I have these morning things, and to be honest, now that I've started the rhythm, it doesn't, and these are like simple things that most people do for themselves every day that are like, some of you are listening going, I can't believe you weren't even doing these things, right? But, you know, it's been a season, and when, you know, you're at home, it can be hard to maintain because I don't get up and actually leave and go to an office anymore. And, you know, my kids don't care if my hair is just pulled back in a messy bun when I'm teaching. You know, I don't teach in a school where I'm seeing anybody. And unless we're going somewhere, it doesn't really matter, but these things matter. So I've started noticing, especially this week, God speaking to me in like, just continue to dig deep. And now as I'm reflecting this Saturday on the week and really auditing my time, which is one of the things that we learned in this challenge, is audit your time. Your time is so valuable. And I'm realizing that a lot of the things I did with my time didn't actually make me feel fulfilled and didn't actually set me up for success. And that the things that I'm doing in the morning now, I'm asking myself and realizing, wait a minute, every single night, bedtime doesn't feel, evening time doesn't feel the way it did before. The enemy isn't creeping in because I have myself in a place where I feel better. I've done those things. Because one of the questions in my journal prompts is at the end of the night, what is it that you feel the most fulfilled with if you've done these things? And I'm going, the things I've been doing this week. Oh my gosh. Then I feel so much better come the end of the evening. And I'm feel like it's filling that tank up. Like if you've done 5 love languages and you fill the tank. You know, if you've heard do deposits in a relationship and don't just do withdrawals, I'm depositing. And I've been doing tasks that are withdrawing, thinking they're depositing. And then the end of the night, I'm questioning, well, how is it that the enemy's sneaking in? Well, because he has me right where he wants me to be. I'm low. And that's when he comes in. And so we're not always going to have every single thing figured out, but if you can try to hone in on things like this, right now I'm realizing, well, this is why I can make this my why. So the days that it gets hard and I say, well, it's not just that I have to do these things. No, and now I have my why, my deeper connection in that this is why this discipline sticks, because not every day we're going to feel like doing the things that we know we should do. I don't feel like working out every day. In fact, right now I need to still work out. I don't feel like it, but I will do it because I know my why. You know, I don't feel like washing my face every day. I don't feel like, you know, fixing my hair every day when I know, what does it matter? I could just pull back in a ponytail and still look fine. But, you know, I know now why I'm going to do that. And it may not be every single day. You know, you're going to have days where you don't, but if it's more days out of not, then it's better. And so if you know that there are things that just set you up to be in a better place so that come the evening time, you can be a better version of yourself, then you need to be very committed to that and set boundaries around that. So now I know that when I make set appointments up because I can, because I homeschool, I'm not making early morning appointments anymore. Because now that I know this, I'm going to protect it by setting boundaries with my time that I have control over, because we oftentimes feel we don't. We feel like we have to say yes to everything and we have to please everybody and do all the things, and we don't. We have to fill in our time with the important things, the intentional things. And Oftentimes, if you're feeling really frustrated and upset, it might be because you've said yes to too many things that don't fill you up. Yes to too many people that tear you down or suck you dry. You know, you have to look and really audit your time and be honest about it. And it doesn't mean you have to be have like nasty conversations with anybody or be mean to anybody. It just means you're just going to like alter your time a little bit. And maybe certain people don't get as much of your time, or maybe you don't make appointments during a certain block of time. So like I said, for me, I'm going to protect my time, protect this evening space with my morning appointments, because I'm looking back and recognizing that, yeah, because I would make early morning appointments and then I don't have the time to do those things because now I'm just like rushing to get everybody to all the things or to the thing or whatever. That cuts into that time. And that means I have to get up even earlier. And I'm recognizing that I'm okay with realizing that I'm not a morning person. I'm okay recognizing that getting up early consistently does not work for me. And there may be people that tell you that, oh, if you want to, you know, early riser, blah, 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 got to get up early, got to get up early. You know what? That might not align with you. And that's okay. It doesn't align with me. And I just know that honestly, when I do get up early, and there's been seasons that I have forced myself to do it. Honestly, by 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I am tired. I'm grumpy. I'm just zoned out. I'm checked out. And all I really want to do is go lay up in bed. And my body, it's like I keep waiting for myself to adjust. And then I really ask myself why, because I really didn't get that much more done, to be honest. So it doesn't work for me because I don't strive in that time. That's just not, I don't do things to my best ability at that time either. So it's like not really getting done to the full. And I don't have to, because I mean, I did used to do it when I had a job where I had to be there by a certain time and I had to get up early if I wanted to work out in the morning, but I don't have to anymore. So why am I doing that to myself? And I think I just had to really shift my mindset with that because I don't really have to do that. So honestly, doing what I'm doing now and not even having to get up really early is working really well. So, you just have to figure out what works for you. But in all of this, I think it's really important to really evaluate those points of tension in your life that maybe it's the enemy coming in, and maybe you need to ask yourself what you need to do to set yourself up to be prepared for those moments. You know, just start to pay attention to when am I feeling this way, or when do fights happen the most between my husband and I, or when do I seem to be the most snappy with my kids, you know, and set up intentions around those times, knowing that it's not you, it's not your kids, it's the enemy. And you have control over leaning into God, praying about it, and asking Him to guide you in the actions it's going to take to set yourself up for a better system to avoid the enemy even being able to get at you in that time. Because now I feel like, you know, without even trying it, God has set me up to be much happier in the evenings with my kids. And I'm asking myself, well, is it because my kids listen better? Is it because they do all the things I told them to?
Here's what I found.
There goes my Siri listening to me again. Is it because, you know, they're, you know, anything's changed? And really nothing has changed. I've changed. God has changed me in the actions that I have taken to set myself up to be prepared and to be in a better space, because I'm doing more deposits. I'm leaning into Him more. And so, I'm honoring myself a little better, knowing that when I honor myself, knowing that God has a very important plan for me and that I matter and that I've handed my life over to Him, I need he needs me to be on my A game. You know, that's another question that is asked in the journal. You know, who needs you to be on your A game today? Well, God does, because I've handed my life over to him to say, use me how you want to use me. And I'm here to do what you want me to do. And I can't do those things for him if I don't care for myself and honor myself in these little ways, right? That I know bring me confidence, that I know sets me up to feel better. Just like my family needs me to be on my A game, and my husband needs me to be. So I need to honor myself, not in like a selfish way of like just about me, you know, make sure it goes to a deeper level. And I just know that, you know, the things that God is calling me to do, the things that I will go through, I need to be prepared to be strong physically and emotionally, and to be disciplined in caring, you know, for myself in the little ways that I know deposit into me feeling on my A game during those times when that's when the enemy swoops in and tries to take over. And so oftentimes, you know, we're trying to control in other ways in other people's lives. You know, oftentimes we're saying, well, if my husband would just change, or my kids would just change. And you know what you don't have control over is their behavior. We think we do as parents with all of the punishments and groundings and taking things away. But at the end of the day, you know, you really don't. They are who they are. They're going to feel how they want to feel. And eventually one day you're not going to have control over it. And the main goal should be your relationship with your kids, so that someday you have a good relationship with them. And oftentimes we find ourselves not even having a relationship with our kids because we were so caught up on changing their behavior when, you know, that's not really for me. I feel like God wants us in relationship with people, not in just trying to control people. And we can't change our husband's behavior. You know, we can tell our husband how we feel, but it's up to him to decide. So in the meantime, what can you do? You can lean in and change you. You can lean in and do the things that align with you, with your personal relationship with God and your alignment with your moral compass and your character and your identity and what your identity is through God. And you can critique that, and you can sharpen that, and you can do all that in the meantime, you know. And then things sometimes might end up getting better because you're in a better place to deal with those situations, with those people. Because when we only focus on those people, then you're not going to end it. It's not going to end well with those people, because you're not going to be set up to be handling it, because you're not going to be handling yourself, right? So all we can do is go inside to us with God, and we can handle those people the best we can when we make those deposits to ourselves. So ask yourself today, what does that look like for you? When does the enemy show up? How is he getting involved in your life? What could you do to take better care of you, to deposit into you, whether your husband is right now, whether you feel like your kids are, whether your parents ever did, whether the people in your life are? How can you give something to you, care for you, honor you? And how could you maybe find yourself connecting with God in the meantime, knowing that God wants what's best for you? God wants to be there for you even when you feel like nobody is. And he wants to see you be there for you, and recognizing that he is there cheering you on even when you don't feel like you have any reason to do it. Because at the end of the day, we shouldn't be doing the things we do for anybody else. First and foremost, we have to know what aligns with us, know our why, and know that it'll be a byproduct in how you show up for the other people. But you have to want to honor yourself first. You have to truly believe that God has you here for a reason, for a purpose, and that you matter, right? So it matters, the little things that you do to honor yourself each day. So until next time, this is In the Studio with Ann podcast. And as always, thank you so much for listening.